yet loves the more, and lives together crucified. Christ is alive and comes to bring good news to this and every age, till earth and all creation ring with joy, justice now and praise. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name, in this church and also online to worship you together, Lord. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us to sing praises to you, and the opportunities that you give us to gather together in your name and have fellowship together. Thank you for giving us the privilege to be your children, through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to die for us, who suffered a life of suffering in this world and took up the cross and died on the cross of Calvary. But you rose from the dead so that we can be resurrected from our death and our sins, so that we can be called the children of God. Thank you for giving us the privilege to be called children of God. Jesus Christ overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. The resurrection of your Son has given us new life and renewed hope. We are grateful for your gifts of forgiveness and a new start of resurrection experience in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be humble before you, to worship you together with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven. In all the things that we do here, in our prayers, in our singing, the meditation of the word that we do here today, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now, that we will stand up and wave to each other and also unmute everybody online.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck and Vicky. Good morning, Bob and Kathy. Thanks for joining online as well. We'll have a special now. He Look Beyond My False Bump, Kevin and Gail.
Yeah, I was just waiting on Kyle. We're kind of waiting on the sound to come up. Thank you. Yeah. And turn the mic on. I love this song. I'm way out of my comfort zone this morning. I'm trying something I never do. This is mostly about her. I hope you all enjoy it.
Died for me.
Justin. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will have a responsive reading now. If you are able, please stand for it. It's taken from Psalm 34, 1 through 8. You can follow that on the screen as well.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord who answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed.
The poor cry out, and the Lord heard, and saved them out of all their troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God and delivers them.
For taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. As a church family, we come before God and lift up our prayers of praises and thank God for all the blessings that we have been receiving in our lives, the good health and strength that God has given in our bodies, and also the blessing of friendship and family and church. Great blessings that God gives us. Even when we are unfaithful, God has been faithful to us, and let us be thankful for that. And also, this is a time that we bring our prayers of petitions and burdens and concerns as a church family and lift them up together to the throne of grace of God. And the promise of God is that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will, which is better than our time. So with that promise, trusting in that promise, let us go to God in prayer together. If you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin where our regular prayer requests are listed. Use this as a reminder for you on your regular prayers, on your post that on your study desk or prayer desk, and use this as a list for regular prayer items daily. A couple of special items to call out is about Eddie Clay, who is listed there. He had a fall a week ago, had a surgery, and he's getting better now. I talked to him yesterday, and he's back to Eddie now. Because when I talked to him last week, he was in very much pain and he didn't want to talk much. But yesterday, he started cracking jokes and he's really doing great. And he may have to go through some therapy after they release him. Let us continue to pray for him. He said he wanted to come back to church. He doesn't want therapy. But so he is waiting anxiously to get back to church. Let us continue to pray for him, and thanks be to God for his healing. And let us be thankful for continued healing for Martha and Jack. And I know Jack is here today, and Martha is online with us online. So thanks be to God for their continued healing. Yes. And many of us are able to come back to church, especially Miss Lou is starting to sing with us again.
Amen.
And we want Jack to be back with us here one day.
Amen.
And we are praying for that as well. And God is good. I mean, He will change things. We have to be open to that. But once you are open to that, blessings are going to be at the end of it. So let us continue to be open to God's will in our lives. Are there any special call-outs from this prayer list?
I have one.
Yes.
There's a Verlene Jackson and Alan Jackson on the list.
Yeah, Alan Jackson was in a coma or something.
Well,
he has since passed. He was 3 weeks ago put in ICU with COVID pneumonia.
Okay.
And
sorry, baby.
It's okay. Verlene was my work mom for 10.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, very important lady to me.
So, did you say he passed?
Yeah.
Oh, when did he pass?
On Friday.
Wow.
was in a coma for about 5 days, and they couldn't get him to wake up.
Yeah, that was COVID, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let us keep that family in our prayers. It's a very difficult time. And for Haley as well.
Let us remember the victims of the tornado that came to Louisiana, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, victims.
I
want
to say, well, Bruce, I don't believe that because if you saw your bed, you think you've been murdered in it because you've been bleeding so bad. And so we were laid back down. And then we got up, he realized, you know, he didn't call somebody, and he called my niece, and she called it on Vanderbilt. So he's doing great, looks great, we're so pleased.
Yeah, we have been praying for him, and he had a big fall and had a crack in his skull here. We saw that. So it's amazing that he recovered, and let us continue to keep him in our prayers. And I believe Gene Brown, oh, he's doing better.
He sounds good on the phone.
Okay. That's good.
And a praise. Pastor mentioned it. I am so grateful. Gene Barrington, Terry, Alan, Jan and Harry, Lou and James. I love that y'all are here. It is so good to have people coming back to church.
That is good. Let us keep our nation as a whole in our prayers, particularly during this pandemic. Let us pray for the president of the country and the vice president and all the congressmen, senators, and the governors of the states and all those who are in power making decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will give them the guidance and the Holy Spirit will give them the wisdom to do the right thing for the people. And also keep our police, military, fire, and the first responders, medical professionals, the delivery people, grocery clerks, a lot of people working, putting their lives at risk. Let us be thankful for their services and also lift them up in our prayers that they will be safe and God bless them in their service that they're doing to us. If there are no other call outs, let us go to God in prayer together. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer where we can bring up or unspoken prayers as well, and then I will close with a summarized prayer afterwards. Let us pray. God of grace and God of mercy, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you listen to our prayers and answer all of our prayers according to your time. Bless us, Lord, as we come before you, and we come before you with a grateful heart, with so much thankfulness in our lives that even when we have gone astray from you, you have not forgotten us. You have been keeping us safe. Thank you for the good health and strength in our bodies so that we were able to gather together here and also online and worship together. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us, for the life itself as a gift to this world, for us in this world. We thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. And thank you for covering us with your love and protection. At this time, we also look up to you for our needs and our cares and burdens that are worrying us. O God, you are the source of all comfort and healing. And we come before you as your children asking for healing and comfort in our lives. Many of us are broken in many ways. Some of us are broken in our bodies, and some of us are broken in our mind and in our spirit. But when we are broken, you are the one who mends us and makes us whole. You give us comfort when we need it. You give us peace when we are going through troubled times. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance this time. We especially pray and thank you for the healing, continued healing that you have been giving to many of us. We particularly lift up Eddie in your hands. Thank you for the recovery that he has already been experiencing, and continue to heal him, Lord, for a full recovery. We thank you for the continued healing of Martha and Jack, and continue to be with them and their families. We thank you for the healing that you have given to Bruce as he's recovering from his fall, and guide him in the future and comfort him with your presence and peace as he is recovering. We pray for all of those who need your comfort at this time. Particularly we pray for Pearline Jackson and the whole family, Jackson family, at this time of the death of Alan. We pray that you will be with them and comfort them during this time. We pray that your presence will be there, so that they will know that there is a God who is with them in the midst of grief. We thank you again for all those who were able to come back for the church service here today. And thank you for the opportunity you gave us together. We pray for our country as a whole. Particularly we pray for the victims of the tornado, and we pray for your healing and your blessing during that time when they are going through that difficulty. And also we pray for the recovery works that are going on there. We pray for our nation, our president and vice president, and all the congressmen and governors and all those who are in power making various decisions that affect our lives. We pray for your wisdom and the Holy Spirit's guidance in all the things that they decide and do that will bring blessings to your people. We pray for all those who are affected by the pandemic during this time. We pray that you will recover us all back to normal. Help us, Lord, to be patient and to trust in your promises that you are going to see us through in all the situations of our lives. We thank you again for this wonderful church that you have given us to come together and worship together. Bless us, Lord, to be a faithful witness in this area, to this community and around the world, to spread your love and to reach out to those who need our care and compassion. Bless us, Lord, to be faithful in the witness that you have given us to do. Help us, Lord, today to worship you in truth and in spirit. Help us, Lord, to be humble and obedient before you as we worship you. We come together to honor your name. Let your name will be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As we remain seated, the ushers may come forward and take up the collections, please. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. In Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. And you are a loving God. You continue to give us more than we could ever deserve. Help us, Lord, to be the faithful stewards of your abundance so that we can give freely and also with loving and good care in our minds. We offer ourselves at this time and bring before you a portion of what you have given us. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will be reading the scripture today taken from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 through 29.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we come before your word at this time. You are the living word and loving God. Help us, Lord, to be humble before your word so that we can follow your word and obey whatever you tell us to do in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. As we come before your word, give us a humble and obedient spirit. Help us and illumine our souls, Lord, to see the hidden treasures in your word. It will become a blessing in us and a blessing through us to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So there was a man who used to sit in the front, not in this church. And he always slept when the pastor preached. So one day while the pastor was preaching, he was preaching about heaven and hell. And he talked about hell and asked the congregation, nobody wants to go to hell here, right? And they said, no. And if anybody who wants to go to hell, please stand up. And a teenager was sitting next to this guy who was sleeping and shook him up. And he woke up and enough to hear, stand up. And he just stood up, not knowing what is going around. And then he looked around and he said, preacher, I don't know why I am standing, but it appears that you and I are the only ones standing. I think we are in the same boat. It happens to many of us with a breakup. Thomas, one of the disciples of Christ, woke up one morning and found out that he missed something great. He missed the boat. All of the other disciples were gathered together and Jesus appeared to them after his resurrection. And Thomas was not there. Not only Thomas, you know, Judas was not there because he was already killed himself. He did kill himself. So there were only 10 people when Jesus appeared after resurrection as the disciples gathered. And all the other disciples had seen the resurrected Christ and told Thomas that they have seen the Lord. But Thomas would not believe. Thomas would not believe not only that Jesus rose from the dead, but also he didn't believe the other disciples, basically. The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of them include the story of the resurrection in their Gospels. In all of these episodes, after passing through the difficult time, the disciples were hiding. And they were in confusion, they were in fear, they were anxious, not knowing what to expect in their future. They left everything to follow this Jesus. Now he's dead and gone. And now the third day came and they could not even find his body. So they were all afraid and anxious and worried. Many of them had probably doubts, unbelief. But they were all together. Those 10 were together. But I don't know where Thomas was. And well, it is not for me to ask anyway because Jesus didn't ask him. So I said, leave it alone, right? That is what Jesus does. He doesn't ask where you were or what you have done. As long as you are open to accept him, he will be coming back for you. And I wonder if Judas did not kill himself, he would have appeared to Judas as well and restored him. That's what I believe. But sometimes we don't give God the opportunity to do his work in our lives and miss it. So wherever he was, Thomas said, well, I want to witness the resurrected Christ only if he appears to me. And I want to put my fingers in his nail scar. Well, that was a challenge not to the disciples. It was a challenge to the Christ, the resurrected Christ. He was challenging Jesus. Hey, if you're really alive, you come to me and I want to see you face to face. And Jesus took up the challenge. Even in the face of doubts and confusion and fear, Jesus does not leave us alone and let us go our own way. He will come and restore us. He said, he did not think, you know, Thomas, you doubted me. And I don't want you to be my disciple anymore. I need 10 people who actually saw me and I can use them. No, Jesus wants every one of us, even in our doubts, in our fears, and in our anxieties, even when we don't accept the resurrection in Jesus, he still loves us. And he will come back to each and every one of us. He came back just for Thomas to restore him and appeared to him and said, Thomas, believe me. Now you have seen me and you believe me. And blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believe in me. You know who they are? That's we are here. We are blessed because we have not seen him eye to eye, with our eyes, but We experience Him in our lives. And we are blessed because we believe in Him even when we don't see Him. So those of you who have missed Easter last Sunday for various reasons, we have good news for you. Thomas was late for Easter, but Jesus gave him a great Easter by appearing to him. So people who have missed or being late for Easter, they have good news that God is going to give them the power of resurrection no matter how late you have been to Easter. And Thomas is not the only one in the Bible that we can see that who have been late for Easter. Many others. Apostle Paul himself was late. He was a latecomer as a follower of Christ. When we talk about Thomas, we always have that adjective coming with it, right? Doubting Thomas. But he was more doubting than an absent Thomas to me. He was more an absent Thomas than doubting Thomas. That's what I'm saying. He was absent from the crowd that he was supposed to be hanging together. So I don't know where he went, but he was absent when Jesus came and appeared before the other disciples. So whenever you are absent and thinking that you can do anything on your own, remember that gathering together and being together as people of God is a wonderful thing. So the absent Thomas probably led him to the doubts that he had because he did not hear the good news or he could not witness the resurrected Christ with the other disciples. So this absent Thomas teaches us some good lessons. When we are absent from the church and when we are absent from the fellowship of the believers, we miss a lot of things. We think that we can go on your own, and that is not a good thing because we end up weaker and we become more doubtful when we are by ourselves. That is the importance of having the fellowship of believers together and being in church as much as we can. Thank God that we can at least now gather together again after the pandemic. Gathering together is very important. To stay in fellowship with God and in fellowship with the people of God, we have lesser chance of missing Him. You would not have to doubt God in critical times. You never know what might happen when God's people gather together anytime, because God's power will be coming to us through that. Some people I have heard that, you know, it is not necessary to go to church. You know, why do you have to go to church every Sunday? And we can be with God even without going to church. You know, many people say that. I read about a newspaper story in England that a man complained that he saw no sense in going to church every Sunday. And he wrote a letter to the editor like this: I have been attending services regularly for the past 30 years. And I have listened to close to about 3,000 sermons. But to my dismay, I discover I cannot remember a single one of them. I wonder if a minister's time might be more used profitably spent on something else. Then this letter to the editor started getting some responses. And one of the responses I read was very interesting. One of the people who responded to his comment, he said, I have been married for 30 years. During that time, I have eaten about 40,000 meals, mostly cooked by my wife. Suddenly, after these many years, I have discovered that I cannot remember a single menu of what I ate. But I still received nourishment from every one of them. I have the distinct impression that without them, I would have starved to death a long time ago. So being in church and having together, even though it's every Sunday, every time we can, have a very great purpose behind it. We are going to be stronger together. And we will not be doubting like Thomas when you are on your own. The Bible assumes importance of going to church. And Hebrews, we read in chapter 10 that do not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another. So let us stay together in love and also in fellowship together. Whatever time you can find, you know, join us in Sunday school or the cooking class, or the art class, or the seniors' time, or whatever we have, opportunities that God gives us to gather together so that we can be in fellowship together and be stronger in our faith and not be doubting like Thomas when the real test comes. We do not all experience the same resurrected Christ in the same way at the same time. But the good news is that Christ comes to us nevertheless. Even when we are away doing our own thing and thinking that we can make it on our own, Jesus will come back and restore you and strengthen you when we are by ourselves. Then we read that 8 days later, as they were gathered in the house behind closed doors, the Christ came again. And this time, Thomas was with them. And Jesus told them, like he always tells them, peace be with you, do not be afraid. And then he called Thomas by name and said, Thomas, now you see me. And told him to put your finger and see and your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it in my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing. A Jesus who accepts our challenges when we challenge God with our troubles. He's always going to take up that challenge and come back and restore us when we are in that situation. In 1 Peter, he writes, after the Peter was one of the disciples who wrote a letter later on that we have been studying in our Sunday school. Please join us if you want to study more about Peter and his letter. He says that in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, though you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. That's the glorious joy that we get when we gather together in the presence of Jesus Christ, together as his children. A lot of people miss the visitation from God, not because they are sinners, but because they are too busy. You know, a lot of times, one of my friends used to say that running here and there, hither and yonder, nilly-willy, very busy, doing nothing. He always says that. We are too busy. And God appears with his blessings. Sometimes we miss it because we have a lot of other things on our plates. And so Paul the Apostle, like I said, was another latecomer like Thomas. He was formerly known as Saul before he came to Jesus. On his way to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him and changed his life forever. And he was not part of the disciples, but he called himself apostle because Jesus appeared to him and sent him as an apostle to preach his word. And he says that after his conversion in 1 Corinthians, he said, last of all, Jesus also appeared to me, and unfit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church. And then he calls himself who was untimely born, meaning he did not come to faith on time with the other disciples. Yet God used him to build up the church. About half of the New Testament letters are written by him that we read in the New Testament. He was a highly educational Jewish scholar coming from a very prestigious family. He possessed the Roman citizenship, but that was none of his qualifications. But the qualification was that he met Jesus on the way to Damascus, even though he was late. So that is what Easter is all about. The resurrection of Christ is about restoring people who have been running away and by on their own. And Jesus will come back and restore you. Even though Paul came to Jesus later than the disciples, no one has ever more convinced than him about the events of Easter, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He writes like this, if Christ did not rise from the dead, our faith is in vain. That's what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians. So Jesus spoke a parable about laborers who came in different times to work in the vineyard. I don't want to go detail into that parable. Many people came in the first hour, some came in the second hour and third hour. Even on the last hour, some people came to work in the vineyard. But the master of the vineyard gave them the same fair wages. And some people did not like it, as we all would do that. You know, the last comers also get the same wages. But God's justice is different. His justice is merciful, based on mercy and grace. So he gives everyone according to their needs. And that's what God does, and his justice is always better than ours. God's kingdom is not based on who came in first or who came in late. It is not based on what is fair in our sight either. It is based on what a person's need is at that moment. If I were to ask fairness from God, I would be like Thomas, or I would be like Paul, or I would be like one of those workers who came at the last hour. And I don't have anything to boast myself, only about God's grace. And even at that last time, he took me in and used me for his glory. Thanks be to God for that. And article one pastor wrote like this, Pastor Joseph Parker: why did Jesus choose Judas to be one of his disciples? This was a question that one of his seminary students asked him when he taught in the seminary. Why did Jesus choose Judas to be his disciple? He could not find an answer immediately. He started praying about it. And one night he got the answer. Holy Spirit asked him, why did I choose you? So he got an answer that night and said, why did he choose me? If I can find that answer to that question, then you can understand why Jesus chose Judas also. Grace is a mystery. We do not understand it. But God is full of grace. And no matter where we are, his grace will come and restore us. The great hymn that I love, I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me his own. That's a great hymn written by Daniel Whittle. Daniel Whittle wrote over 200 hymns, including There Shall Be Showers of Blessings, that you all know. So while he was a major in the army, he was leading a charge and he was wounded, and the resultant amputation of his arm, and then he had to stay in a prisoner of war camp during that time. It was while he was in the POW camp that he began to search something to read, and he got a New Testament, and he started reading New Testament that he got day and night. That's the only thing he could do at that time. So he found comfort in reading the scripture. So one night a nurse woke him up and told him that one of his men admitted along with him was dying, and that young man had been begging for someone to come and pray for him before he dies. The nurse said, you know, I cannot pray for him because I don't feel worthy enough to pray. But I see you reading the Bible every day, so I thought you would be a good person. He was shaken to his core because he never thought he could pray for somebody. But he said, no, I am not good enough either. But the nurse begged Major Whittle at least to go back with her to that young man before he dies and give him some comfort. So Major Whittle reluctantly agreed and went to that person with that nurse. And he dropped on his knees and held the boy's hands in his and started praying. And he says that in a broken few words, I confessed my sins and asked Christ to forgive me first. I believed right there that he did forgive me. Then I prayed earnestly for the boy, and then he became quiet and he peacefully passed away. And later, Major Whittle became a Christian, and he accepted Christ and he became a pastor after discharge from the military. Many of us have been born and brought up in Christian families and setups and traditions, but there are those who have not been. Regardless of what your background is, how late you are coming to Christ, even the thief on the cross at the last time, even the last minute, Jesus took him on and said, tonight you will be with me in paradise. So there is no first comer or last comer. We are all children of God by God's grace. Thanks be to God for that redeeming grace that God has shown to you and me. God's grace has room for even the thief on the cross. If you are accepting Jesus Christ, you have never accepted Christ in your life, please come and open your hearts to Jesus, and He will restore you wherever you are without question. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We have, before we start singing, we have a membership that we want to join today. This, the Basurs have decided to join us. If you can please stand. And if you can come forward. Harry and Jan, if you can come forward so we can see you. Harry and Jan has been worshiping with us for over a year now, right? Maybe close to a year.
How about three?
Oh, 3 years. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. And the pandemic came, and they have been a blessing to us, and thanks for deciding to join with us. And only they are transferring their membership from, I believe, another Methodist church,
yes.
Linear Methodist Church. So we have only one question that we'll have to ask. Jace, you can put up the hand. Not that one. Yeah, go up. Back. Okay, so this is the question asked. Members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If you say, we will.
We will.
They will.
So, next slide. Okay, now for the members of this church, the household of God, I commend these people to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in your love. We give thanks to all, and we welcome you in Christian love. Members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you that you may live in grace and peace. Thank you for joining us together. They will be here after service. Please congratulate them. And I know Jan is going to be cooking for us next month. So join us for
that. Oh, for the very great.
Do you have anything else to say to us? I mean, anything about your family or?
I said 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
We came here to visit, okay, from
6 years ago.
From New York, right.
From New York, okay.
We were looking for New York, not the city, please. The really rural part. And we were looking for a church. And we came here a few days before Christmas. We walked in here, people came out of the choir, greeted us, welcomed us, invited us to the Christmas party, which was wonderful. And we came a few times, and then of course it was time to go back to the snow. Each time we came here, and that's where I get 3 years.
Oh, okay.
But this is a home to us. You have opened your hearts. You have welcomed us. We've had lots of smiles. So, I just want to say thank you for who you are.
And thanks be to God for Harry had a surgery last month, and Jan had one last week.
Yeah.
They're both recovering now. Thanks be to God for that as well. Please keep them in our prayers.
But
thank
we're
you.
Good. We're fine. Okay.
God. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, then we can do the closing hymn now. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn, He Lives. It will be on the screen as well. People of God, Easter is the beginning of a story and not the end. Some may be late like Thomas, or some may be late like Paul, or some may be late like me. Doesn't matter how late you are to Easter, Jesus will come and restore you and open your hearts for Him. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.